Southern affiliates in particular. So they refused to carry the show. They didn't want it. And so then all of a sudden the show disappears, right? So it was this, you know, really weird instance in which the national networks, who typically don't care about the South, were so concerned with losing that viewership that they just scrapped the show altogether. A lot of regional differences, but because there were those gaps in the television coverage area, most of the letters that we've seen came from the Northeast, right?
There was one from someone in Florida, though, saying that it was reprehensible that they let a white woman hug a black child.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. So, I mean, the regional concerns are definitely represented, but you also see in some of these letters that I've taken a look at, a tension between what Middle America wants and what the coasts want, right?
Oh, so that divide, rather than North-South.
Right. It's a, in New York, sensibility, which is code for Jewish, right? And so there's definite anti-Semitism
so
in a lot of these
Hollywood
letters.
Hollywood is, West Coast is code
for
Jewish in the
right.
movie
yeah, exactly.
industry.
Mm-hmm.
But in
yeah.
TV, it's,
Yeah, so in some of the letters that I was taking a look at the National Archives, there was quite a bit of anti-Semitism that was coming from the letter writers who weren't necessarily situated on the East Coast. And these are still conversations that are going on about, you know, what is decent in some areas of the country is not decent in other areas of the country.
So it's kind of like a provincial versus a cosmopolitan divide? Or is that too kind of simplistic?
It really just depends on the area. And it is so... And I mean, this is one of the wonderful things still about television is that it does operate on a local level as much as national programming dominates schedules. The local affiliate still has to look after that community in order to continue to get the license. It's, you know, it's difficult to lose your television license, unfortunately. But you see instances where, you know, a few years back, a Salt Lake City NBC affiliate refused to carry the Playboy Club, which was this really awful NBC show, set in the 60s about Playboys, right? And so Playboy bunnies. So it refused to carry the show, so it just didn't. NBC found a different, you know, station in town that would take it. But that was one of those kind of great instances where, you know, a station, I'm not saying I agree with it, but the station actually said, you know what, this isn't right for our community, okay? But those ideas can differ from community to community because our communities are so specific in terms of religion, ethnicity, whatnot.
As you were talking about, just when you showed the NBC map, it suddenly hit me. I maybe have just been reading too much Raymond Williams lately, but was there any, have you picked up on any sort of class issues? Like, we need to clean up TV before the masses really get a hold of it?
Mm.
Like, with, you know, before it continues to expand.
What roller derby was about? Isn't that classism?
Yeah, I mean that was.
That's the way I took it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, in the '40s, in the late '40s, the people who owned the TVs were still the people who could afford to be early adopters.
Right. Exactly, but there was this sense that as the television networks were trying to sculpt their brands to the extent that they could. Especially NBC, because NBC was always more corporate. They didn't want what had worked on radio to necessarily transition over to television. I mean, but even Benton, and these were the discussions, the cultural discussions that centered on pay television very, very early on, that, you know, as much as NBC was trying to differentiate itself class-wise, pay TV advocates were saying that's all mass entertainment. That's all lowest common denominator. We need something for us. We need something for the educated people. But then you also had African-Americans saying, we need something for us because there's nothing for us on broadcast. So they were also advocating for pay TV. You know.
So there's kind of like a protect the masses from perversion and also protect the class from the mass.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that is what pay television became, right? That is why HBO is what it is, why HBO viewers are assumed to be able to process violence and sex in a more productive way than broadcast viewers. That is why The Sopranos was praised, whereas something similar to that on broadcast would have been absolutely, you know, vilified for polluting the airwaves and for destroying children, basically. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have some wine.
Yeah. Wine would be good.
I look forward to the book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a few years, it will be. It will be out.
The objectives that I picked here were self-regulating with learning outcomes and so forth. Within our own industry, we're doing the same thing. And then also, you can choose what you want with your American Studies Association membership. Right? That the organization as a whole is taking a stance, but
you can opt out of things.
Everybody can opt out, right? Mm-hmm. So the same kind of corporate or affiliated
or local
identities are being worked out in our own. You know, we want to think of ourselves better than the broadcasters, but we're not. We're doing it better. So, professional organization.
Right, but we don't have commercial sponsors.
I was thinking,
right.
Yeah, I just read this article.
Right.
By the way,
I love
to take
show.
They're anywhere between 7:15 and 7:30. I mean, at this point, it's easy to get to 7:15.
That's what I'm about to say.